Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Corey Dunnigan, the camera coach, and welcome to Full Frame. I'm looking to talk about everything photography, camera gear, photo tips, techniques, editing, even the business side of things. Really, we're just wanting to talk and geek out a little bit about cameras and that sort of thing. Hello, hello, everybody. This is Corey with Camera Coach, and welcome to another episode of Full Frame with Corey. Again, my name is Corey Dunnigan. I am a photography teacher and a freelance photographer. I'm here to talk about any and all things photography. So, hence the name, Full Frame. So if you don't quite catch the reference, don't worry about it. It's all good. All right. So if you're new to this podcast, please subscribe and share. New episodes will drop every Tuesday. A little bit more about myself. I mentioned I'm a photographer and a teacher. I do have a business called Camera Coach, and it is basically two things. Number one, taking quality pictures in Central Texas, so sports, events, portraits, all the things, and then also doing photo education. So there's a coaching side where I do private lessons, I do actually after-school classes, summer camps, all the things, which we'll get to a little bit later. All right, and so you can find a lot of information about Camera Coach at the website, which is photocameracoach.com. And before I move any farther, let me do a couple of quick shout-outs. Number one, Rogue Media Network. The usual, because of just the space, being able to come to a quiet place that's set up well for me to be able to record is a great thing, because when you have three little kids at home, there is no quiet space. And so there's that. Big shout out to Mike and Allison for just kind of running the whole thing and helping with the production of the audio podcast. Now, also, shout out to my Patreon supporters who have been really at this since the beginning. That would be Mandy, Kennan, LaShonda, Corey, and Renee, and Dominique. You guys really appreciate your support. And so now I've got those kind of things out of the way. Let's kind of jump into today's topic. So today's topic is going to be keys to success. We're starting kind of a little bit of a series, if you want to call that, mini series, on just some things that successful people and photographers do, since photographers are people, right? So we're going to focus in on investing in other people. Okay. Investing in others is basically kind of what we're going to focus on. And I have a special guest with me, Miss C. I'm going to go ahead and let you say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Yes. Miss C is a great friend of mine. Known her since, college, right? So, I mean, yes. We're talking 20 years, something like that. And so more like family friend, you know, kind of deal. And so we've worked together, hung out, you know, with her family, and she's seen my family grow and all sorts of things. So before we really get into, I guess, some more on just investing in others, I'm going to give Miss C a little time to talk about herself and what she does. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you, Corey. Thank you for the opportunity to come in and speak to you about what we do. And you are correct on saying that investing in others, this path that I'm on right now, I'm transitioning from doing a lot of many things that I do, but one of the most important things that I'm getting ready to endeavor into for life is my nonprofit. It's been around. I've been working with kids since 2015, mm-hmm. and the group's name is Project Life Force. And what we do with Waco City Youth is actually go out and be a part of the community, but also get them ready for life. And when I say investing into their lives, that's teaching them some life skills that they can carry along with them to sustain them for the rest of their life.
Excellent. Okay, great. So you kind of tackled a little bit about yourself, a little bit about Project Life Force. And so we'll have some more about that, really just kind of going into the plans for the summer, right? So working with Waco City Youth, what is the plan this summer with Project Life Force?
Project Life Force is planning on doing a couple of camps this summer. One of the main focuses that I've seen and noticed with the kids, it's actually their reading skills.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them have the ability to read, but the comprehension of some of the things that they're reading and navigating that with adulting, transitioning from youth into the adulthood,
mm-hmm.
They can use a little bit more.
Yeah.
And so we're planning on doing a reading camp this summer, and we're also planning on doing a garden camp. And with the garden camp, we're teaching them a little bit about patience and watching things grow.
Nice.
And with my investment into them, that would be watching them grow.
Yeah.
Using those two camps this summer, I feel would be beneficial, not only to themselves, but also to the community. Because if we don't get these kids on board to reading and learning patience.
Yes.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
We could definitely be in trouble. The third thing that we also will be doing this summer with the kids, it's driver's ed.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Because another thing about transitioning into adulthood is teaching them how to drive. And that goes back to that garden camp with learning patience.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to learn patience within driving skills.
Yeah.
And so I just feel that's a part of life. That's going to be a part of their life for the rest of their life. That's things that they definitely need to know. Reading, patience, and driving.
Wow. Okay. All right. So driving. Oof, man. Okay. We'll get to the driving bit a little bit later on, but I love how you kind of explained, right? So the life skill pieces that so many youth are missing,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Having been in the classroom 15 years, like it's easy to see, right, how you can identify, especially with reading, right?
Yes.
So being able to read, comprehend what you're reading, and then apply that to whatever you're doing, right?
Yes.
So statistically speaking, you know, a lot of the reasons why we have so many issues with like the math scores and the science scores and all the other scores is because they have to read to be able to do those, right?
Yes.
So they not only need those math or science skills, but they have to be able to read and comprehend. And it's such a fundamental thing.
Yes. A lot of kids have the fundamentals down as just reading a sentence or text or essay, but to actually say that they can comprehend exactly what they're being asked,
mm-hmm.
for the rest of your life, you will need to know how to comprehend it. And you need, and I just feel like everything kind of ties in with each other for what we're going to do this summer, because you're learning how to read. You have to learn how to read to be patient enough to grow a garden. You have to know what you're doing. And then you have to know how to read to navigate the city if you're going to drive. So driver said it all just ties into one another.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that the kids, a lot of kids at the schools are not spending a lot of time on.
Right, right. Yeah, and just with the gardening thing, you know, I'm thinking processes, right? So not just the patience, but understanding like the steps. Like there are certain things,
the
there are sequences,
steps.
There's all kinds of stuff to that. Along with the patients, right?
Yes.
And so that is a great, great correlation to just life, you know, and just some of the things that they'll have to understand for whatever they're trying to do. There's always a process,
yes.
right?
And
to
Project
do it well.
Life Force actually stands for we're building leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So to get to those leaders, we have to build their character,
mm-hmm.
and we have to make them more knowledgeable of things. And so it's really, I really think what I'm doing is going to be very impactful, but I want to share my heart and my family's heart. And I'm pretty sure you know how I am. I'm really big on family. I'm really big on caring. I'm really big on making sure everyone feels included.
Yeah.
And so as a community, we all supposed to feel included in the community, and I want to pull these kids in and expose them to everything and anything that they can be involved in.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you just kind of hit on something a little bit there. Just we're going back to our topic, right? So investing in others, right? It's hard to be successful, truly successful, I think, with a longevity to it, right? So maybe you can make a little money if that's what you call success,
yes,
right? Without helping other people, without doing anything to other people, right? Yes. But those that truly, over a period of time, I think, are the most successful, and not just with money, but reputation, all sorts of, you know, access to things that money doesn't necessarily buy.
The fellowshipping with one, yes, another.
Yeah. You know, so that whole piece there, you're not really trying to build these kids up to build your name, right?
It's correct.
It's just because of understanding that what you have is to give, right?
I consider myself as a supporter. Mm-hmm. Co-parenting is what I've been told that I'm doing.
Co-parenting.
It's co-parenting. Yes, yes. Because a lot of the times the children, I am affectionately known as, I'm Annie, Mama O, I'm Miss C.
Right.
I have multiple hats that I carry with the kids, but one thing that they know about me is that I'm going to show up and I'm going to be consistent with them, and I'm going to make sure that I try to show them the right direction.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's awesome. And I think the motive also is important too, right? So
yes,
because there are plenty of programs out there. There are plenty of things that people start,
yes,
but
you have to be fully invested and you have to pour into a child.
Right. Right. Well, and you're not fully invested if you really don't have a good motivation for it, right? So
correct,
if you think it's just a good thing to do, then you'll start it, but you're not going to finish it, right? And so
yes,
that if it's a part of you, then it's a little bit different, right? And so
yes,
that's kind of what you're saying. Since, you know, 2015, you've been pouring into, and even before that, just starting with your own family.
Yes,
right?
Starting with my own family, just to get a little bit more understanding with that. Me and my husband both had children when we went into our marriage, and our children wanted to be known as one instead of two separate names.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually combined our two last names together so mm-hmm. that the children would be known as that one name. And it grew from there with additional their friends coming over, and they're saying, oh, well, we want to be a part of your group. If your family group with the new name, everybody thought it was so cool. And it grew from that, from me teaching my children how to become entrepreneurs and teaching them just the really basics. I feel like it was basic in life, which was financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
The kids grew out of that, mm-hmm. from learning how to earn their way through life and how to become productive citizens. And their friends want to be on board with them.
Yeah.
And so I think about 29 children came through our home.
Wow.
That we actually helped raise. And so when you say you...
Yes, she said 29.
You pour into children. I have poured into many children. And right now, even throughout with Project Life Force, when we started back in 2015, my daughter said, Mom, you've already been doing this program, meaning those 29 kids.
Yeah.
She said, for a long time, you just didn't realize
right.
it. And so now we put a name to it. So it's Project Life Force. And I just hope that everyone would jump on board with me and help invest in these kids.
Gotcha. Well, that's great. You say it, now it has a name, right? But it really
yes.
is just you. It's just, it's
yes.
who you are. It's what you do, right?
Yes.
And so I can really relate to that a lot, because I felt for me with teaching, that was my avenue as well to share what I have
yes.
learned, right?
And yes.
and then to step away from the classroom this year and then try to really think about a way to incorporate that still,
yes.
right? So, which there are some plans for it. I've got ideas trying to flesh that out for next year, but I feel like I'm not fulfilling my complete mission if there's not that piece of investing in, we say investing in others. A lot of times it's youth, because those are the ones that are going to come behind us. Right. And that,
yes.
that need,
they are our future.
Right. Right. And a lot of times they're more receptive, you know, nothing against adults, but a lot of adults think they know everything. Right.
Yes.
And so even though they might go to a class or go to a training or something, a lot of times they go into that training,
yeah.
With a certain set kind of mindset, and it's not always a productive, you know,
yes.
deal. So, great. So we've talked a lot about Project Life Force and investing in others, but how can people find you, website, social media, like what would be the best way for people to reach out?
Well,
and find
we
you?
Have a website that you could go to. It's projectlf.org. And if you'd like to join us, you can email us at service@projectlf.org.
There we go.
And you go on to there and you're able to put in your information and decide if you want to volunteer, sponsor, contribute, whatever. I'm pretty sure we can find placement for you.
Excellent. Okay, great. Great. Well, that's cool. So let's just wrap this up. So how important, on a scale of 1 to 10, mm-hmm. how important would you say investing in other people is?
For me, it's a 25.
25 out of 10.
I don't have a 1 out of 10.
Okay.
One thing that my heart is for, and you'll see on our sign, Project Life Force, is a lot of little hearts. I feel that if you can reach back and give more than you try to receive, you can't believe how many people you can relate to just by mm-hmm. showing them kindness. I always say the simplest thing to do in life is to be kind. And that's universal for anyone. Just be kind. Share your heart. Share a smile. We have that on our website. Come share your smile with us. That alone could make someone's day.
Very true. Very true. That's awesome. Well, and I know that this podcast obviously has not been heavily, you know, like filled with photography equipment or anything like that, but photographers are people. You got to learn how to relate to people, mm-hmm. right? And so yes. that's part of being successful. Be relatable, but also understand yourself and yes. how you can connect to people, yes. right? So if you don't know your strengths, your weaknesses, all those sort of things, it's hard to invest in other people because you don't know what you have.
Yes.
Right? And that kind of thing. So it's really just kind of a personal thing, no matter what industry you're in, that really helps you kind of navigate a complete vision for what you're doing, right?
Yes.
And so that's actually, I think we're just going to go ahead and cap it at there, because I think we could probably go around and just talk more and more, right?
So much to talk about, and I hope that you invite me back so that we could discuss
Definitely.
A few more things.
We will.
But you guys, this thing is amazing to me, and I hope it becomes amazing to everyone else in the community, for us to reach out to children and help build their self-esteem, help build their confidence. And reading is very important. Financial literacy is very important. And this summer, drivers say it'll be very important.
Yes.
Because we definitely want to make sure they're driving correctly out here on the roads.
Yeah. Well, and then that would open up avenues for them to be able to get places.
Well, it makes them self-efficient.
Yes.
So that they'll be able to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
They earn their way and stand on their feet. No excuses. We only have reasons. And the reasons that we have is to be the best productive citizens that we can be.
There you go. All right. It sounds like you might have thought that through right there. Okay.
Well, that's one of the speeches that I give to the kids.
Okay. Yes. One of those. It's like a mama speech right there.
Oh,
okay.
I tell you, it's co-parenting these days. You know, I don't feel that I'm just a director. I feel that I'm actually a parent to these children. Mm-hmm. You know, you can say you're a role model, but you really have to walk and talk the talk. Because they hold you accountable, and just as much as I hold them accountable mm-hmm. to be great kids. There's some great kids out there.
Yeah, there are. No matter where you go, that's actually I think for me the last thing I'll say is, I had the privilege to teach in the classroom in several different school districts, right? Mm-hmm. Some yes. more affluent than others, and all that. But it really, just kids are kids. Right. Yes. And so
and allow them to be kids.
Yeah. I mean, there's talent everywhere. Doesn't yes. matter if there's money there.
Creativity.
They are
the future.
Yes. Yeah. So just that whole just understanding of the next generation. You know yes. what I mean? Like it doesn't matter what they already have access to or anything like that. Any kid can be anything. Right.
Yes.
And it's just they need
yes.
the tools. They need the understanding.
You give them great tools to build with. You give them knowledge. You give them coping skills.
Mm-hmm. Please give them coping skills.
Coping skills. That's why we're trying to That garden camp is coping skills, technically, for kids. Mm. Because, like I said, if you can teach them to have patience,
yeah,
that's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And gardening also is a mental health therapy for them. Mm. So people keep wondering I keep pushing for that with financial issues. Like, how does that work hand in hand? I said it comes in handy for them.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because a lot of our kids don't know what to do with anxiety, don't know what to do with being overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a kid in a garden, and it's unbelievable. We've done it for the last few years, and they're excited. They send me things already now saying, can we grow this year? They like watching what they grow, and we also end up eating what we grow.
Cool. Man. Okay. Hey, I'll tell you what. We're going to wrap up this one here, projectlifeforce.org, projectlf.org. See? Yeah, there you go. Look at that. Should read. ProjectLF.org.
Let's get kids ready for
life. Yes, there you go. That is the end of this episode. Again, a new one drops every Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in. Join me next time. We're going to continue conversation about keys to success. So that's just kind of something we'll run through probably for the month of May. And
cool.
If you have any questions, comments, whatever, you can actually text those questions or comments to 254-307-7469. You can find and follow Camera Coach at Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is Photo Camera Coach. Instagram is camera.coach. There are others. There's YouTube, which is Photo Camera Coach. And then a recent development is TikTok and Twitch. So all of those, if you search Camera Coach, you can find them. So if you're into live streams instead of audio, that's an option as well. So the last thing I'll mention, aside from the website, photocameracoach.com, is Patreon, which is the vehicle for raising support for things like this. This podcast is not paid in any way, so finding support for that helps me to do it more consistently and increase the quality as well. So higher quality, more consistency, that comes with more support just because I have a family of five, right? And so gotta make sure the bills are paid and they're taken care of. And that's one way that this can be done. So check it out, patreon.com/cameracoach. Thanks for watching. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend or day, whenever you're listening to this. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You will be able to find me at photocameracoach.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find me at roguemedianetwork.com.
This has been a Rogue Media podcast.